last time we got together, we were reading from Ramana Maharshi. And Ramana Maharshi, this man who, at 12, he left his family. He heard about this holy mountain in southern India. He left his family, and he just went to the holy mountain with nothing. He lived there for the next 80 years and never left. Never went to school. Never. Well, he may have got up to up to his age 11 or 12 something, but he left. Went and after he'd been there 50 or 60 years, people started building it. He was getting older, and they wanted him to come down a bit, and they built a temple or an ashram there. And many people still go there. But his writings are one of the most lucid, clear, expressive things. You won't find much more literate expression of detail, even in any of the Vedas. And this is from a person not educated. In fact, he often said to be educated is a disadvantage because you get stuck with the pride of the ego of knowing. So we were reading, we started reading from his reality in 40 verses. And we got through about 15 of them last time. So I'm just going to pick up where we started from, where we ended from. The past and the future depend upon the present. They are also present when they are while they are current. There is only the present. Without knowing this truth, trying to know the past and the future is like trying to count without the number one. When we look into them, what are time and space apart from us? If we are our bodies, we are involved in time and space. But are we? We are the same now, then, and at all times. Here, there, everywhere. We exist. We who are beyond time and space alone are. To those who have not realized the self, as well as to those who have, the body is I. To those who have not realized the I, to those who have not realized the I is limited to the body. To those who have not realized the I is limited to the body. To those who have, within the body, realized the self, the I shines boundless. Know that this is the difference between them. One of his special meditations was I. The two I's. The world is real to those who have realized the self, as well as to those who have not. To those who have not realized, the world is merely the world. To those who have, truth is formless and shines as the substratum of the world. Know that this is the difference between them. The dispute as to which prevails, fate or free will, interests only those who do not know the source of both. Those who have realized the self, which is the ground of fate and free will, are free from them. Will they again resort to them? Seeing God without seeing the self, who sees, is only a mental image. Only he who has seen himself has seen God, since he has lost his individuality, and nothing remains but God. If it be asked, what is the meaning of the old scriptural texts which speak of seeing oneself as God, as seeing God? The reply is, how, being one, one can see oneself. And if one cannot see oneself, how is one to see God? Only by being swallowed up by God. How is it possible for the mind to know the Lord who imparts his light to the mind and shine within the mind except by turning the mind inward and fixing it in the Lord? This body does not say I. Nobody says I did not exist during sleep. Once the eye arises, everything arises. Inquire with a keen mind where this eye arises. The inert body does not say I. Being consciousness does not rise and set. Between them, and limited to the measure of the body, something emerges as I. It is this that is known as the knot between the consciousness and the inert, and also as bondage, individual being, subtle body, ego, the samsara mind. This no. Attaching itself to a form, that is the body, this formless ghost of an ego comes into existence. Attaching itself to a form, it endures. Attaching itself to a form, it feeds and grows. On relinquishing one form, it attaches to another. But when sought after, it takes to flight. This no. The ego is everything else too. If the ego is not, nothing else is. Indeed, the ego is everything. Therefore, inquiry into what it is really means giving up everything. This no. The state in which the I does not arise is the state of being that. Without seeking the place from which the I arises, how is one to bring about the extinction of oneself, characterized by the non-arising of the I? And without effecting that extinction, how is one able to abide in one's true state, in which one is that? Answer me. Just as one would dive into water to see an article which had fallen in, one should dive deep into oneself with speech and breath restrained, and find out the place from which the I arises. This no. Seeking the source of the I inwardly, with the interned mind, without uttering the word I, is the true path of knowledge. Meditating on I am not this, I am that, may be auxiliary, but cannot be considered the real inquiry. When the mind, turning inward, inquires, who am I? And reaches the heart, that which is the ego sinks crestfallen. And the one self appears of its own accord as I. Though it appears thus, it is not ego. It is the whole, it is the real self. So most of his material could probably be gotten online. Probably the Golden Sutra could be gotten online too. You know, if you did a search for it.